This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صمت نجا صدق الله العظيم وصدق نبيه الكريم. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, you are a master of what you have not uttered and a slave of what you have just uttered. You are a master of what you have not uttered. You still have control over that. You haven't let it out. And you are a slave of what you have just uttered. The minute it leaves your mouth, you become its slave. And so we are encouraged by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to maintain silence. Silence is a virtue. Silence is golden. Being silent at the right moment will save you the troubles. And so silence is encouraged in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One quality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that he used to remain silent for a long period. He would avoid excessive talking and he would adopt silence, for this was his nature. Silence is golden. Silence is golden when you are in a fit of anger. When a person is angry, he ends up saying things which he regrets later on. Some people go to such extent where they even issue divorce. And they say, "Mulana, you know, I was angry. I never meant it. It just came out." Unfortunately, your words have consequences. And once you utter those words, whether it's done in jest, whether it's done in seriousness, the effect are the same. The talaq will fall. The consequences will take place. And so a person ends up in regret. Had I controlled myself, had I been more composed, I wouldn't have been in such a situation. So silence is golden. Silence is golden when you're in an argument. When one partner is angry, the other partner needs to remain silent. That's all. Because if one person says one thing and you end up saying two things, the problem only becomes bigger. You are exacerbating the situation. You're not helping the situation. And so when somebody is angry in front of you, it is wise for you to remain silent. It is an intelligent choice for you to remain silent at that occasion. Now just think for a moment. When somebody is angry, when somebody is coming down hard on you, your ego inside wants to take revenge, wants to counter-attack, wants to argue, wants to topple the person in front. And so your ego inside is full of anger and it's raging. It's waiting for the opportunity to retort. It's waiting for the opportunity to let out its anger. And if at that moment you cannot control yourself, ya salam, you can only imagine what havoc can follow after that. But if a person controls his ego and he takes the situation by his senses and not by his ego, he saves himself from so much of trouble. Huge fights broke out because of one person saying something, and then you retorted and he said something and then became physical. But if you had to just swallow your anger for that moment and just remain silent at that moment, you would not be in such a situation and such a mess up. So silence is golden. When you're in an anger, remain silent. Because you got no control over yourself. Your emotions are not at a balanced level. You've got no control of yourself. And at that moment, people end up in disastrous situations. Divorce is just one of them. A person is in a work environment, the employer and him got into a heated exchange. The next thing, I'm quitting my job. Now he's sitting without Rosie. If that man had to just, you know, face the music for a little while, today he would still be working. I'm not saying that you have to put up with everything in life, but sometimes we also need to listen. And sometimes the best solution is just to remain silent. My honorable ustad, may Allah give him long life, Maulana Suleiman Choksi, when we were graduating, he said, "Bhai karwi tablet peene ki adat dal do. Get used to swallowing sour and bitter pills in life. You'll be happy." I mean, if somebody tells you something, are you going to put up a show every time? It's not worth it. Why do we want to lose our peace for every trivial matter in life? It's not worth it. We need to let it pass. We need to let it go in life. When a person is fishing, he doesn't go out for the small fries. He lets them by. It's the big ones that he goes for. And so if a person can understand that by remaining silent, he can save himself from a lot of problems. So number one, silence is golden when you are in a fit of anger. Number two, silence is golden when you are in an argument with somebody else. Number three, silence is golden when you don't have the facts right. Ya salam. So many of us get caught into this. We don't know what's the situation. We've got no context to the story. We come in there and we blurt out whatever we want to say. We've got no understanding of the matter and we end up making matters worse. All because of not getting our facts correct. If you don't know the facts, remain silent. If you know the facts and you know that your word has value, then you speak. If not, you remain silent. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. Allah says in the Quran, when you receive any information, then verify the information. Verify before you amplify. Verify your information. Why? Because if you take a chance at any situation and you got your facts wrong, فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ, you will be cutting your own nose and you will find yourself in a disastrous situation and you will have no face left to show to people. Imagine you falsely accuse somebody and you got your facts totally wrong. How will you face that person the next time you see him? And suppose you did it in front of everyone. How embarrassing that would be. Would you have the face to come out the next time and face the people? Or would you take another turn? So remain silent when you don't know the facts. Silence is golden when you know that your words will make situations worse. Here you find husband and wife fighting, and you as an outsider, you come in. It is so crucial. It is so crucial for you to watch what you are saying. Because at that moment, your words and your sentences can either patch the two individuals, or you can keep the two individuals fighting forever, or you can even end and break that marriage there and there. People must understand, when people are fighting, they are vulnerable, they are gullible, they are susceptible. At that moment, whatever you say, people will latch onto it. Now imagine you go, just divorce her. Just divorce her. Ya salam. Are you losing or is he losing? For you or for me to say it is very easy, just divorce her. And the man follows up. Remember, when a person is angry, they latch onto anything that people tell them. And if at that time the husband or the wife must listen to your advice, what will happen? The argument will end. The marriage will break up. You will go back home to a home that's stable. You got your wife, you got your children, you got nothing to lose. But what did you do to that person who's standing in front of you by just saying few words? What did you do? You broke his home. Children are left without parents. And two families are fighting and at loggerheads with one another. All because of few words. Few words that you uttered. Ya Allah, we need to understand that our words have consequences. At that moment, if you can say, let's try and patch up, or let's give it a break for a little while, or let's see how we can resolve the matter, will that be more encouraging? Will that help the situation? Or by you saying, just divorce her, man. Finish the matter altogether. Ya Allah. We should never be found at the wrong place at the wrong time, because we can end up making matters worse. Now imagine in that situation, you as the father, or you as the mother keeping quiet, you know your daughter is going through difficulty, you know your son is going through difficulty, it's a difficult phase that they are going in their relationship. As the father, if you can control yourself, Ya Salaam, Allahu Akbar, how much of problems you can save the ummah and your own family. I give you the example of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We know the famous incident in which our beloved mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was falsely accused for something which she did not do. I'm going to cut the long story short. I want to dwell on the point which is more important to us. A false rumor spread in Medina that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, na'udhu billah min thalik, she was involved with somebody else. The Prophet of Allah was consulting his companions, and look at the approach Sahaba took. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. The Prophet of Allah consulted his close companions. The one companion got home and the wife said, did you hear what happened with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha? He asked the one question. He said, I want to ask you one question. Would you, as my wife, ever do something like that? She said, never. So he said, if she is the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would she ever do something like that? She said, no. He said, end the matter there and there. Ya Allah. Look at Abu Bakr. It's his beloved daughter. It's his daughter, his blood. She comes home. She narrates the whole incident. She looks at her father. No response. She goes to her mother, she speaks to her mother, no response. This is Abu Bakr handling the situation. On one side, it's his daughter, the izzat of his family. And on the other side, it's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his son-in-law, the greatest human being. What approach did he take? He kept silent. He remained silent. And what happened? Revelation came down afterwards. Things normalized. But why? I'm asking you, if at that moment Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala as a father, imagine if he had to open his mouth. The friendship between Rasulullah would have been gone. His daughter's marriage to the greatest man would have been finished. But all those troubles were averted just by remaining silent. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. And that is why I wanted to speak on this point for some time. That we need to remain silent, especially when we get involved in other people's matters. If we know we can't help them, then rather remain silent. Silence is golden. Another point to understand. When we are on social media, we feel that every day we need to say something on social media. We feel that every half an hour we need to say something when we are on social media. Whether it's the WhatsApp groups, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Snapchat, we have this need and this urge to say something every time. A man wakes up, there's a post up. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. The Prophet of Allah says, if you have something good to say, then say, no problem, post. But if you've got nothing good to say, then remain silent. How many people within our country lost their jobs because of not exercising silence at the right moment and at the important moment? If you see something, observe it, no problem. Analyze it in your mind, no problem. But don't express it, especially if you know it's going to cause harm. Simple rule, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. If what you're going to say is going to be good, say it. But if you know that what you're going to say is not going to bring you benefit, then remain silent. Allahu Akbar. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. The words of the Quran, whatever we say is recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we utter is recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to take control of our lives. We need to take control of our tongues. جِرْمُهُ صَغِيرٌ وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِيرٌ. It's a small flesh in our mouth. A very small flesh. But ya salam, the havoc that it can cause. So let us take control of our tongue. Let us understand that we don't have to speak all the time. And I end off with one more point. Silence is golden when you are in an argument with a foolish person. When a foolish man engages you, you don't respond to him. You make G and you move on. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Allah says in the Quran, when the foolish and the ignorant one engages you, you should say, Salama, peace be upon you. Jazakallah. What a wonderful point you made. And you carry on. You don't engage a foolish person. They said to Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, قَالُوا سَكَتَّ وَقَدْ خُسِمْتَ. Oh Imam Shafi'i, why are you remaining silent when people are saying so bad things about you? قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِنَّ الْجَوَابَ لِبَابِ الشَّرِّ مِفْتَاحُ. He said to them, you know, if I have to say something to this person, he's going to tell me a mouthful again, and I'm going to tell him something, I'm going to open a can of worms for nothing. I don't have the time now. وَصَّمْتُ عَنْ جَاهِلٍ أَوْ أَحْمَقٍ شَرَفُ. To remain silent when a foolish person is engaging you is to protect your izzat. Because you make a mockery of yourself when you engage in a foolish person. You get those obstinate people in life. You get them. You can't wipe them out of your life. But you need to minimize your contact with them. You need to minimize the problems with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. In essence, to sum up what I'm saying, silence is golden when you're in a fit of anger. Don't speak. Allow your temper to cool down. Then speak. Silence is golden when you're in an argument. Silence is golden when you know your words will cause more harm than benefit, especially when you are trying to help husband and wife. Don't make matters worse. Allah doesn't like that. Number four, when you are engaged on social media or anywhere else, remember, silence is a virtue. And lastly, when you are engaged by a foolish person, remember, silence is a virtue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.